आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो वी आर सीइंग मनोमय कोर्स एंड शंकराचार्य जी हैज टेकन 17 वर्सेस ऑन मनोमय कोर्स। वी हैव सीन 16 वर्सेस। In the 17th verse, Shankaracharya will prove that mind is not Atma. He is taking up each course and he proves that each course, Annamaya course, Pranamaya course, Manomaya course, Vijnanamaya course, Anandamaya course, they are not Atman. Let us see the thought flow of Manomaya. Starting from 167, if you have got the book in your hand. Jnanendriyani cha manascha manomaya syat. What is this manomaya course? Very simple. Jnanendriya, organs of perception. How many organs of perception do you have? Five. So five organs of perception and manascha manomaya syat. This is called manomaya. Koso mam aham iti vastu vikalpa hetu. And immediately the mam and aham comes. I and my comes in that. Vastu vikalpa hetu, then is distinguished between the different vastus, different objects. Sangyadi bhed kalna kalito baliya. Sangyadi bhed, the names. Sangya means name. Name of each vastu, it differentiates. बलियाम, इट इज वेरी पावरफुल। तत्पूर्व कोशम अभिपूर्य विजृंभते, यह पूर्व कोश, व्हाट इज द पूर्व कोश ऑफ मनोमय, प्राणमय कोश एंड अन्नमय कोश, इट परवेड्स, इट इज सटलर देन अन्नमय एंड प्राणमय, इट कंट्रोल्स, इट एनर्जाइजेज द अर्लियर कोशेस। देन व्हाट हैपेंस, द मोमेंट माइंड एनहिलेट द पीस विद इन, द मोमेंट द माइंड अराइजेज, what happens in that mind itself, atma tattva is there, peace is there, anand is there, that is gone the moment mind comes. Coming of mind means what? Aham and mam. Peace is gone. What is happening in the mind? It says panchendriyai panchabhireva hotrivi prachiyamano visayajya dharya. पंचेंद्रियई, विच पंचेंद्रिय, पंच ज्ञानेंद्रिय, फाइव ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन, व्हाट दे डू, दे आर प्रीस्ट होत्री भी, व्हाट दे ब्रिंग, दे फीड विषय आज्य धार्या, एज इफ देर इज ए फायर इज गोइंग ऑन, एंड दिस प्रीस्ट, फाइव प्रीस्ट, फाइव सेंस ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन, they bring in the stimuli continuously, one after another. How? Ajya dharya, like a ghee when poured. There is no gap in between. It is a continuous. Similarly, these five organs of perception continuously brings in the stimuli and giving it to the mind. Jvajalyamano bahuvasane nindane, and it is continuously being lit up by your vasana. Here vasana means your desires. By the desires, one after another the desire comes and the fire is continuously going on. Manomaya agni bahati prapancham, and this manomaya agni bahati is continuously, the fire is on, and what does it mean? Prapancha, phenomenal world. So long these stimuli are coming from the five organs of perception, the manomaya kosh, the phenomenal world is continuously there. Then it says, nasti avidya manaso atirikta. A great statement. Ignorance is mind, mind is ignorance. Manohi avidya bhavabandha hetu, and it is the cause of our bandhan, bondage, bhava bandha. What is this bhava? Bhava means to become. Whole life we are becoming, 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 becoming. Bhava bandha hetu, it binds it. Tasmin binaste sakalam binastam. When the mind is not there, when the mind is destroyed, whole world is destroyed. Everything is gone. Vijrambate asmin sakalam vrijambate. When the mind manifests, everything is there. So what is world? World is mind. When mind is there, world is there. When there is no mind, no world. And where is this bandhan and moksha? In mind only. He will tell, Shankaracharya will tell. Then he says, what is the power of mind? See its power. Sapne artha sunne srijati swasaktaya. In the sapna, in the dream state, what happens? Intellect is not there. Intellect is not there. Only the mind, subconscious mind is there. And based on the vasana, the weak vasana, they are the basis of the dream. Sapne artha sunya. Artha means the sense objects are not going inside. Bedroom is closed, it is dark, all our eyes, all organs of perception are closed. So nothing is going inside, no stimuli. This pancha gyanendriya are not taking in any thought inside. Srijati, it creates. Swasaktya, by its own power. What it creates? Bhoktadri visvam manaveva sarvam. It creates triputi. What is triputi? Bhokta, bhogyavastu, and the experience of the bhog. Knower, known, knowing. Enjoyer, enjoyed, enjoying. All three things are created by mind. Is it not a fraud? Can a mind become subject and object at a time? Therefore, it is unreal. In dream state, the mind has become enjoyer, it has become enjoyed also, mind has become subject, mind has become object also, same mind. Either it can be subject or object, then it's okay, accept it. But if the same thing becomes subject and object, it is the greatest fraud, and we don't understand that. I hope you remember Mani Mama story. When you search him, he is not there. Bhuktadi Vishwam Mana Eva Sarvam. This much is accepted by all of us. In the dream state, no objects are going in. And the dreamer, the dream world, and the process of enjoying the dream world is all done by the mind. There is no doubt. Is there any doubt there? No doubt. Now he says, Tatheva Jagrat Vina Vishesa. Same thing is in the Jagrat Avastha. That you are not ready to accept. But Shankaracharya is saying, in the Jagrat Avastha also will be same thing. Tasarvam Etan Manaso Brijambanam. Jagrit Avastha is na vishesa, it is nothing special. It is not different from the sapna. Tat sarvam etat manaso brijambanat, whatever you are seeing in this waking world also is the creation of your mind. Is the creation of your mind. So this is also a dream. Waking state is also a dream. And we have seen it is dream number one. And in this dream number one, we see swapna, that is dream number two. And when we come out from dream number two to dream number one, the dreamer number one says the dreamer of number two is false. Similarly, when you come out from the dream number one, we are all in dream. This class is going on in dream. When you come out to the God conscious state, Turiya state, from that state, you will say that dream number one is false. When you come to know the rope, then you will say there is no world, there is no snake. Till such time you don't come to know the rope or the Brahman, the snake will be there, the world will be there. The moment you come to know the Brahman, there is no world. Only Brahman alone is there. When you come to know the rope, there is no snake. Only rope is there. Therefore, everything is creation of mind. Then he said, we have discussed now of Swapna Avastha. It is a projection of mind. Let us discuss this deep sleep also. So there are three avastha, Jagrit avastha, Swapna avastha and Susupti. So now it is a Susupti kale se manasi praline. When the in Susupti, in the deep state, what happens? The mind goes to its causal state. It is absorbed. Naivasti kinchit sakal prasiddhe, there is no world. Sakalam prasiddhe, it is everybody's experience. Is it not our experience? Yes, in the deep sleep there is no world. अतः मनो कल्पिता एव पुंसः संसार एतस्य न वस्तुतो अस्ति अतः मन कल्पिता therefore conclusion is the everything is the kalpana, the imagination, the projection of the mind. संसार this ओ मैन ओ पुंसः संसार एतस्य न वस्तुतो अस्ति this संसार इज नॉट रियली देयर न वस्तुतः अस्ति इट इज नॉट देयर एट ऑल इट इज नॉट रियली देयर इज ऑल द क्रिएशन ऑफ माइंड. Vayana niyate megha punastena eva niyate. Like the megha, the clouds. Who brings the cloud? Vayu, the wind. Wind brings. And again, when they scatter, the vayu scattered the clouds. So clouds are brought in by the wind, and they are scattered also by the wind. Similarly, mansa kalpate bandho mocheste naiva kalpayet. Mansa kalpate, this mind is responsible for bondage, and this mind is responsible for liberation. So bondage and liberation both are in mind. And mind is the greatest fraud. It is not at all there. The same thing we discuss in Upadesar also. In Amrit Bindu Upanishad, it says, Mane manushyanam karanam bandhamochayo bandhaya visyasaktam muktam nirvasyam smritam. What is bandhan and mukti? Where it is? Mind. What is bandhan? Bandhaya visyasaktam. If you are attached to the vishaya, it is bandhan. It's not said that you should not have sense objects, but don't get attached, that's all. It is never said don't enjoy this world, but don't get attached to it. Vishayasaktam bandhaya muktam nirvasyam smritam. And muktam, when you are not attached to it, you are mukta. Same thing now it is said in verse number 173, Dehadi sarva vishe parikalpya ragam. Deha adi, deha, body, adi, all the sense objects. Deha adi vishe parikalpya ragam. Parikalpya raga, raga means attachment. Acha, why do we get attached? It is a soban buddhi. We think that this person, this being, this object is giving me joy. So therefore, I must get it. I must have it. But that is wrong understanding. The sense object, persons and beings, they don't have joy content. Our wrong understanding is this, that I am getting joy through these things. Therefore, I want to hold on to these things. Therefore, I get attached. How can I detach? When I come to know that they don't have joy content, who will tell me? Kindle life will tell you. Kindle life will tell you that there is no joy content in the sense objects of the world. Palkya paraga bagnati tena purusam pasuvat gunena bagnati. It binds you. How? Like an animal is bound by the rope. Bagnati like a pur. Now you are constantly going around that object again and again. This object gave me soak. One time, you go again after some time. Soak, soak, I am getting soak from this. My child is giving soak, so I am hugging again and again. Bhagnati tena purusam pusuvat gunena vairasya matra visvat suvidaya paschad enam vipocheti tanman e bandhanat. But you can get liberation. How? If there is a vairasya atra, there is a dispassion. How? Like visavat, it is poison. Visaya are poison. That much of vairagya, anybody gives you poison, you will never take. Suppose a friend has brought 3 glasses of milk and tells you, in one glass there is poison. You can select anyone in one, but I'm not going to tell you. Will you drink? You will not touch. Similarly, this whole world is like vis only. Therefore, it is called visay. Hindi word, visay means the sense object. Visay word itself has got vis in that. Visvat. And earlier we have seen in Gurudev's commentary also, how much dispassion should we have? Can a person run to a molten iron tub to get a refreshing bath there? We have seen Vivek Chudamani itself. There is a molten iron in a tub. Will you run to that molten iron tub to take a refreshing bath? No. To quench a thirst, will you go to the leaking leper's wound? No. Visavat. Will you go and hug a rotten, beautiful queen's body? No. That much of that type of dispassion is needed from this. But it's not saying that you don't take anything from the world. These five sense objects are there for five senses only. But don't forget your goal. Don't forget. We need sense objects to keep this vehicle perfect. If the body is not perfect, body needs food, water, shelter, clothing, care, everything is to be done. Beyond that, it is all visvat. Vairasya matra visevat suvidaya paschadenam vimocheti tanmate bandhanat. When you get this dispassion, how you will get this dispassion? Vairagya? Only by vivek. What is vivek? Nitya nitya. For doing this nitya nitya vivek, what is prerequisite? No. Karma yoga is required. Purification of mind is required. Unless the mind is pure, the vivek for nitya nitya will never come. So how the purification of mind will happen? Karma yoga. Is there any other method? No. No choice. Karma yoga. 174. Tasmat manah karanamasya janto bandhasya mochasya chava vidhane. So this mind brings about vidhane. Brings about manah karan janto of all the living being bandhasya mochasya. This is conclusion. Bandhasya hetu malinam rajogunai. What is this rajogun? Malin is dirty, it blemishes our mind. Rajogun. What happens when the rajogun comes? Mind become agitated. How this rajogun comes? Kameso, krodeso, rajogun samadva, when the calm comes. What is this calm? Desire. Why this desire is arising? Desire is arising because of avidya. What is avidya? Not knowing my true nature. What is my true nature? I am Purna. Not knowing my true nature, Purna, I consider myself apurna. I am not complete. I need something from the world to make myself complete, but the world can never make me complete. For the last 30, 40, 50 years, we are all trying to become complete. Nobody became complete. Even the whole world, if you own, you will not be complete. Unless you come to know your own true nature, you will never become complete. So, bandhasya mochasya java vidhane, bandhasya hetu malin rajogunai, mochasya suddham virajas tamaskam. And what is moksha? Rajogun and tamogun is to be subdued. You cannot eliminate 100% of raju and tamogun. Why? Because sattva, rajas, tamas, three together are called yoga. Yoga, these three will be always together. Their proportions can be changed. Why are we jiva? According to Tattva Bodha? Because we are Rajogun, Tamogun, Pradhan. And Ishwar is? Sattogun, Pradhan. Since we have got this Rajogun and Tamogun, we have got this factor of binding. How can we get liberation? Decrease Rajogun, Tamogun. If you decrease rajogun tamogun, automatically sattagun will increase. What is rajogun and tamogun? that you have to see in detail. We have seen what is Rajasik Ahar, Tamasik Ahar, what is Sattvik Ahar, what is Jnana, what is Karma, that we all have discussed starting from chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita till chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. Whether I am a Rajasik or Tamasik, the indications are all given there. Mochascha Suddham Virajastama. What is the moksha if you want to moksha? What is the path? The path is, we have to come to Suddha Sattva. Vivek Vairagya Guna Atireka. So we have to increase what? Vivek and Vairagya. How Vivek and Vairagya will come? When the mind is pure. It's all signs. How you want to make your mind pure? Karma Yoga. So Vivek Vairagya Guna Atireka. You have to increase Vivek and Vairagya. Increasing Vivek and Vairagya means Sattva Guna is needed. So Dattam Asadya Manobhimukta. The moment the Suddhata is coming, the purity is coming, the purity of mind happens, Manobhimukta. Mind is quieted, is calm, is mukta. Bhavati yata buddhi mato mokcho tabhyam dirabhyam bhavati mevakra. Therefore, buddhi mata mokcho, O sadhak, O seekers of liberation, you should all try to make this tabhyam. Tabhyam means this vivek vairagya, dridam, firm. Agree. First, what you should do? First, you make your vivek and vairagya firm. Then he cautions, mano nam mahabhyagra. There is a huge tiger. Mano nam mahabhyagra. It's a huge tiger. His name is mind. Vishaya aranya bhumisu. And it is roaming in the Vishaya bhumi. Vishaya bhumi means all the sense objects. Forest of all the Vishaya. Charati yatra nagachantu sadhavo mamuchva. O virtuous seekers of liberation, you should not go in the forest of sense objects. Should not go. Only you should go to the forest of Vishaya for keeping your body fit and perfect. Only that much. We all are roaming into Vishaya for 16 hours a day. Mano nam vyagra is roaming in the sense objects in the waking time. Charati yatra na gachantu means don't go. O sadhava, O virtuous people. Why virtuous people? Because you have created vivek vairagya. Virtues have started coming into you. Therefore, na gachantu, you should not go unnecessarily into the OET. Why? Mana prasute visyan asesan. Mana prasute delivers. Prasute visyan asesan. Asesan means continuous sense objects are entering. Mana prasute, it delivers. What type of object? Sthula atmana sushmataya cha bhoktu. For our experience, it delivers delivers to us the gross objects and subtle objects. Subtle objects, feelings, emotions, subtle objects. Gross objects, worldly things. Then, sarir, varna, ashram, jati, vedat, guna, kriya, hetu, phalani, nityam is continuously making distinction according to the sarir, body, then varna, ashram, you know all these things. Jati, pasu jati, manusya jati, guna, quality, kriya, action, hetu, motive, phalani, fruits, nityam. This is what mind is doing continuously. And what is our essential nature? It says, asanga chidrut amam vimohya. Our nature is asanga, unattached. Atman is unattached. We are all Brahman. Chidrup. We are awareness, the consciousness, the knowledge absolute. This is our true nature. But amum vimohya, but deluded. Not only mohit, bimohya, vishesh rupena mohita, well deluded, where deha, indriya, pran, gunai, nipathya. We are bound where? In the deha, body, indriya, senses, prana, gunai, nipathya. We are Guna means satrajastamas. Three gunas. Nibadhya. Aham mameti brahmati ajasram. Aham mameti. I and my brahmati ajasram. With this idea, endless ajasram. Endlessly we go on and on and on. See, we are going into the cycle of birth and death. This is Brahman. Brahman means there is no goal fixed. When you fix a goal, this is my goal, then you take a vehicle and reach your goal. But our goal is not fixed. Therefore, Brahmati, you take a car, you don't know where to go, and you are roaming in the street here and there, reaching nowhere. So we all are doing that Brahman. There is no destination fixed. Mana swakriti supholubhi. This is all creation of swakriti of mana. Mana has created everything. Phala upabhoktisu and enjoy the karma phal. Whatever it does, it enjoys the karma phal. Very good. Then he said, how this has happened? Adhyas dosat purusasya sansriti. Adhyas dosat is a superimposition. We are superimposing. What? This objects of the world has got joy content. We are superimposing cross body, subtle body, causal body on the Atman. We are superimposing this Naam Roop on the Brahman outside substratum. Adhyas dosat purusasya sansriti. Because of this adhyas dosh, there is a transmigration, sansriti. Adhyas bandha munaiva kalpata. But this adhyas bandha, the bondage of this superimposition, is whose creation? Mind. Mind is superimposing. When the mind is not able to know its own source, not able to know its own source means what? In the mind itself, the Atma Tattva is there. Mind doesn't know the Atma Tattva. The moment the mind and the consciousness comes together, the aham and mam comes. The moment aham comes, it is aham vritti. This aham vritti is covering shuddha aham. And then the midam vritti starts. When it is not able to understand, adhyas bandhas munyeva kalpita, it is kalpana of the mind only. What is mind? Mind is aham and mam. When the aham and mam comes, the shuddha aham is covered by that. Rajas tamas dosadvata vivekana janmadi dukkhas nidanam etad. Nidanam means cause. So this misunderstanding, because of rajas tamas dosvat, this is the dos, the evil of rajas and tamas. And we all are born with manufacturing defect. Rajas and tamas. Avivekna janmadi dukkhasya nidanam etat. Nidanam, this is the cause. Janmadi dukkham, birth, then disease, decay, old age. These are all happening because of this. Therefore, atah prahur mano abhidyam pandita tattva darsina. Therefore, pandita. Pandita means those who know the atma tattva. Tattva-darsina means those who are abiding in that. Pandita, tattva-darsina. Pandita means those who know this knowledge of self, atma-tattva. And tattva-darsina, those who are abiding in that, they say, what they say? Mana-avidya. Man is avidya. Mind is avidya. Mind is ignorance. Ignorance is mind. That earlier also Shankaracharya said, ye neva brahmyate bhismam vayuneva brahma mandal. By this alone the universe of experience is tossed around like the clouds by the wind. We are tossed around by this continuously. What is to be done? Now Shankaracharya said, tan mana sodhanam karyam prayatnena mumuchunam. O Mumukshu, O the seeker of liberation, therefore your first work is prayatnena, by effort, clean your mind. Manasodhanam. Have you heard this word? There is a book, Manasodhanam. तन्मना शोधनम कार्यम प्रत्नीन मूचना ओ मूचु फस्यु प्योरिफाई योर माइंड विशुद्धे सती चैतस्मिन मुक्ति कर फलायते. द मोमेंट योर माइंड इज क्लीन देन द मुक्ति इज लाइक अ कर फल. सो इजी. नाउ वी नो द होल पाथ. वॉट इज द कॉज ऑफ डिल्यूशन, वॉट इज टू बी डन, एवरीथिंग इज क्लियर. देन शंकराचार्य जी से मोचेक एक सक्त्या यू शुड गेट अटैच टू द मुक्ति. वन पॉइंटेड गोल, वन गोल, आई वॉन्ट मुक्ति. मोचे एक सक्त्या यू गेट अटैच टू दिस, आई वॉन्ट दिस ओनली. मोचे एक सक्त्या विषयोसु राग निर्मूल्य, निर्मूल्य रूट आउट, लाइक वी टेक आउट द वीड्स ना विद द रूट्स. मूल मीन्स रूट. निर्मूल्य विशेषु राग, राग मीन्स अटैचमेंट, अटैचमेंट टू सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट. निर्मूल्य रूट आउट ऑल अटैचमेंट टू बी कट. एंड वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन व्हाई वी गेट अटैच्ड. वी थिंक दैट दिस ऑब्जेक्ट पर्सन इज द सोर्स ऑफ माई हैप्पीनेस. दे आर नॉट द सोर्स ऑफ हैप्पीनेस. सोर्स ऑफ हैप्पीनेस इज ओनली वन. So if we understand clearly, then it will happen. Viseshu raga nirmulya sanyascha sarva karma. Sanyascha sarva karma. We think by doing karma we'll get mukti. It will never happen. Many people think that by doing many, many karma, mukti will come. Earlier Shankaracharya said, karma koti bhi. Even if you do karma, crores of karma, mukti will not happen. Mukti will happen only by knowledge. Srat sraddhya, you should have a sraddha in sat. Sraddha in sat means faith in that atman, satchidananda, sraddha satya, sravanadi nishtha. Dekho, yahan pa Shankaracharya ji is not saying the puja karo, ye karo, wo karo. That is all preliminary thing. You have crossed that stage. You have done the karma yogi jobhar. Now the mind is pure. Now he wants that you should get liberated. So there is one bahiranga sadhana, another is antaranga sadhana. So bahiranga sadhana part is over now. We have crossed karma yoga, we have crossed puja, tirtha, brahman, jap and all that is over. After that what will happen? Only purification is not going to help you. Then antaranga sadhana, this is called antaranga sadhana, sravan manan nididhyasana is to be done. My mind is pure, now automatically knowledge will happen, this will not happen, never happen. Sravanadi nishtha, now you go to the teacher and do the sravan. He is not saying do self-study also. Although in Bhagavad Gita class we will study something like that also today. Sravanadinishtha. Rajasvamasa dhunoti buddhe. O buddhe, rajasvava. That in the mind, whatever it is, rajas and tamas, dhunoti, cleanse it. Dhunoti, dhona. Wash it. Or gardening. In the gardening also, they remove the dust. Dhunoti. So you remove rajasvava. Now comes the why it is not atma. Why Manomaya is not Atma, is that?
Manomayo napi bhavet paratma.
Manomayo napi bhavet paratma.
Yadyanta bhatvat paripan parinami bhavat.
Yadyanta bhattvat parnami bhavat.
Dukhatmakatvat vishayatva hetoho.
Dukhatmakatvat vishayasva heto.
Drashtahi drishyatmataya nadrishtah.
दृष्टा हि दृश्यात्मतया न दृष्टः
मनोमयो नापि भवेत् परात्मा याद्यन्तवत्त्वात् परिणामि भावात्
याद्यन्तवत्त्वात् परिणामि भावात्
दुःखात्मकत्वात् विषयत्वहेतोः द्रष्टा हि दृश्यात्मतया न दृष्टः मनोमयो नापि भवेत् परात्मा याद्यन्तवत्त्वात् परिणामि भावात् दुःखात्मकत्वात् विषयत्वहेतोः द्रष्टा हि दृश्यात् तया न दृष्टः
मनोमयो नापि भवेत् परात्मा दिस मनोमय नापि मनोमय आल्सो इज नॉट परमात्मा नॉट द सुप्रीम सेल्फ Api word means, earlier also Shankaracharya has proved that pranamaya kosh is also not paramatma and annamaya kosh is also not paramatma. Therefore he says api. Manomaya na api bhavet paramatma. Manomaya is also not paramatma. Hetu, what is the logic? He gives four reasons why manomaya kosh is not atma. Adi antvatvat. Because mind has got a beginning and an end. How mind has a beginning and an end? In waking state it begins, in susupti it ends. Is it not our experience? Mind has got a beginning every morning, it starts its office. And at the end of the day, in the susupti, there is no mind. So mind has got a beginning and an end. Number two, in the mind the thought comes and goes. So thoughts has a beginning, thoughts has got an end. Third meaning, mind is constituted, the material cause of the mind is tattva-bodha. अपंचीकृत पंचमहाभूतकृतम सटल पंचमहाभूत सो इट इज क्रिएटेड एंड व्हेन द नॉलेज हैपेंस दिस विल डिसइंटीग्रेट सो माइंड हैज गॉट ए बिगिनिंग माइंड हैज गॉट एन एंड हाउ लॉन्ग दिस माइंड विल कंटिन्यू व्हेन दिस सटल बॉडी विल डिसइंटीग्रेट It will disintegrate only on knowledge. Till I get this knowledge of the self, it will continue. Therefore, my mind is not a new mind, it is a mind which is coming from million years. Mind is not the brain here. Gross body dies. There is a physical brain here. The doctor can operate on the brain. Doctors cannot operate on mind. So, किसी डॉक्टर से जाके पूछो मेरा मन शुद्ध कर दो. Please purify my mind. Impossible. So, it is a subtle creation made because of, it is made up because of the subtle panchamahabhut. It will stray as a subtle body till realization. Gross body dies. After experiencing the prarabdha of this life, the gross body will disintegrate. That we all know. What happened to the subtle body? Subtle body travels from one body to another body till we get realization. Therefore, adi antatvat, parinami, parinami bhavat. It is subject to modification. It is subject to modification. Vritti change. We change our decision. Our ego also change. Now we are satsangi. When we go out, we may become player or we may become officer. Different. Ego is also changing continuously. Decisions are changing. Thoughts are changing. Therefore, it is not Atma. Because Atma, in Atma there is no modification, there is no change. In Atma, there is no Adi and Ant. Adi means? Death. There is no birth and death, but the mind has got birth and death. It is changing. Dukkhatmakatvat, it gives dukkha. In Tattva Bodh we have studied, mind is bhoga sadhanam. Bhog sadhanam, bhog ayatanam, gross body is bhog ayatanam, and this is bhog sadhanam. Sadhanam means instrument. Sukha dukkha bhog sadhanam. It is an instrument where we experience sukha and dukkha. But why you are saying dukkhatma? Sometimes we experience sukha also. But Lord says, yehi sansparada bhoga dukkha yonyo evate. Whatever you are getting sukh by the union of sense organs of perception and sense object, they are the umb of dukkha. Sansparada bhoga, sense objects coming into contact with the sense organs. Yehi sansparsha bhoga dukkha yonyo evate. Evate alone. Who is saying? Jagat Guru is saying. Dukkha yoni. This is all dukkha yoni. Why dukkha yoni? Because ultimately they all will perish and they will give us dukkha only. But we are searching sukha and dukkha. Continue. Putana came to Lord Krishna as a beautiful Lakshmi. Dukkha sarup. It is dukkha sarup. So sansar is dukkhatmak. But we have not experienced Atma Sukh yet. Mind is also made of sattva-gun, tattva-bodh. Mind is made of sattva-gun. So should we experience always sukha there, since it is made of sattva-gun? It is trigun only, it is maya only. You cannot say that you will experience only sukha and sukha there. Visayatva hetu, visayatva hetu, because of being an object of knowledge. Mind is also an object. It is seen. It is seen means all the thoughts are seen. All the thoughts, whatever thoughts are coming, we see it. The thought of anger has come. The thought of greed has come. The thought of a desire has come. So it is all seen. So four logics, four hetu proves that this mind is not Atman. Visayatva hetu, Atman can never be seen, can never become object. Atman can never be dukkhatmak. Four hetus apply on Atman. Atman can never, Atman has got no adiyanta. Atma has got no parinama. There is no modification in Atma. Atma is not dukkhatmak. And Atma is not visetva hetu. It cannot be seen as an object because it is subject. Therefore, mind is not Atma. Drishta hi drishya atmatya na drishta. The subject can never be identified with the object of knowledge. The subject can never get identified with this. This way, we cover manomaya kosh. And we come to an conclusion that manomaya kosh is not atma. Earlier, if you remember clearly, Shankaracharya ji has proved that annamaya kosh is also not atma, pranamaya kosh is also not atma. So if you are interested in deep study, you will make a chart. Why annamaya kosh is not paramatma? Why pranamaya kosh is not atma? Why manomaya kosh is not atma? And later on we will see the vijnanamaya kosh is also not atma, and anandamaya kosh also is, bliss seat is also not atma.
So let,
if you want to do, so let us see how Shankaracharya ji proves that annamaya kosh is not atma. It is from verse number 154 to 158. I am giving you reference also, so it has become easier for you to do your homework. Deho am anna bhavano annamastu kosa cha annena jivati vinasi tadvina. What is this deha? This deha is a product of anna, food. And annamayastu kosa annena jivati. How it is sustained? By food it is sustained. Then vinasati tadvinina. And it will get destroyed if you don't feed. If you don't give food to this body, it will get destroyed. What is it consists of? Tvak, charma, mans, rudir, asti, puri, rasi. Nayam swayam bhavati amarhati nitya suddha. So deha has got a birth, sustained, destroyed. Atma, no birth. In deha there is a modification. Atma, not modification. Deha is full of filth. Asuddha. And how is that? Atma, suddha. Deha is anitya. Atma is. Therefore, deha is not atma. Next. Purvam janer adhi mriter api nayam asti. So before birth, this body was annamaya kosh was not there. After death, it's not there. Jata chana chana guno aniyata swahab hai. In jata chana chana, in every moment it is changing. Doctors will also second the proposal of Shankaracharya. Every moment your cells are changing continually. Jaan chana chana guna. Aniyata sabhava. It is not permanent. Aniyata sabhava. Nayeko jada sa ghatvat paridrashyamana. It is jada, inert. Ghatvat paridrashyamana. It is like seen as a ghat. You can see your body. Like a pot you can see it. Swatma katham bhavati bhava bhav vikar veta. How this can be atma, who is the knower? Bhav vikar veta, he is the knower of everything. So how many points we are getting here? Before birth it was not there, so there is no question of atma at birth. I am not going to prove the atma ka birth nahi hai. We have proved many times. Naiko jadasya, atma is sentient. This annamaya kosh is jad, inert. Ghatvat paridrishyamana, it can be seen. The Atman can never be seen. Swatma katam bhavati bhava vikar veta. Atma is the knower. And this is known. So knower and known are different. Therefore, annamaya kosh is not Atma. Then in 156 he said, Pani padam adim. Pani padadi man deho natma vyangepi jivanat. Even if the hand and legs are amputated, cut also, still you don't die. If annamaya kosh is the life spark itself, by cutting your hands and legs, the life should end. It is not ending. Therefore, it cannot be atma. Deha tad dharma tad karma tad avasthadi sakshinah. Deha has got its the dharma. What is the dharma of deha? Six modifications. And what is the karma? Deha karma. Different organs have got different functions. Walking, talking, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. Different karma. Tad avastha. Avastha. Healthy avastha, sick, jara avastha, old age. Different avastha. Adi sakshina. And the Atman is sakshi. He is the seer. There is no such things happening in the sakshi, in the Atman. Satev sata siddhartha dvailachana atmana. So it is svata siddha, that sat is the existing, there is svata siddha, self-evident that Atman is different from Annamaya Kosha. Now the last one here in 158, it is said, Salya rasi mansa lipta malapurna atikasmala katham bhaveda vetta swayameda vilakshanam. Again the same thing, it is made of salya rasi, made of bones. Mansa lipta, and on the bones this flesh is there. Malapurna atikasmalam, and is a basket full of filth. Atikasmal, extremely impure. Katham bhaved betta swayameta vilachan. How can it become the betta, the knower, which is altogether different from all this? It is most pure. So he has given many hetus, many causes why annamaya kosh cannot be Atman. Pranamaya kosh, it is said in 166. So verse number 154 to 158 is your annamaya. 166 proves that pranamaya is also not Atman, and verse number 183 tells us that manomaya kosh is also not Atman. Why pranamaya kosh is not Atman? Naiva atmani pranamayo vayu vikara, naiva atmapi. Pranamaya kosh is also not Atma. Why? Vayu vikara. It is modification of vayu. Why modification of vayu? Five types of prana. Prana pan. And there are five upapranas. So this is all modification. They have got different functions also. Ganta aganta. Ganta goes out. Aganta coming in. So if I say pranamaya kosh is Atma, so Atma is going out. Aganta, Atma is coming in. But Atma cannot go and come. Why? Thasa thas bhara hua, there is no place to move. And also we know that Atma is nikamma. We have seen many times Atma is akarta. So ganta aganta, how can Atma can do? If Atma is akarta and nikamma, then how can this Atma can do? Ganta bahar jayega, aganta comes inside. Vayuvat antar bahiresa, yasmat kinchit api na veti ishtam anishtam, and it does not know what is ishta and anishta. Na veti. What is good or bad? I don't know. Swabha anyam na kinchan nityam paritantra, it does not know itself and it does not know others also. Why? Because it is inert. Inert thing does not know itself and it does not know others also. And paratantra nityam. Paratantra, it is always dependent on somebody. Who is that somebody? Atman. Atman is swatantra and this pranamaya kosh is paratantra, dependent. Atman is independent and pranamaya kosh is dependent on that. Therefore, pranamaya kosh is also not Atma. So Annamaya Kosha is not Atma. He gave the detailed description of Annamaya Kosha. He proved that Annamaya Kosha is not Atma. We all consider this is Atma. We all consider that body is Atma. But he is proving this body is not Atma. this prana is not atma, he is proving that your manomaya is also not atma. Then another two koshas, vijnanamaya and anandamaya kosha, we will take up later, those are also not atma. Kuch pakad mein aaya manomaya kosha.
Puri revision ho gayi hai manomaya pranamaya anandamaya.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate.
Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Next Sunday there is no class, we have Mother's Day.